Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
Good afternoon. This is Phil Alexander. I'm the Chief Information Security Officer here at North Mississippi Health Services, and welcome you to another part of our Lunch and Learn series. Today, we're going to be talking about how to secure your tax information. It's a relevant topic given the time frame in which we are in. Not only is there more cyber attacks than we've ever had in history, but also it's tax season. So if you haven't filed your taxes, just a friendly reminder, you've got probably another month or so to do so. But we want to give you some tips to help keep those safe when you're doing that. So we're going to dive in. This is going to be a short series, but hopefully our short lesson today, but hopefully you'll get something out of it for today, but for this season, but also for next season as well. Going forward. So let me give you a scenario. Let's say you were called, you receive a call from the IRS demanding immediate tax information or legal action will be sent to your HR department for garnishment. This happens all the time. Really big happens at home or in your cell phone. You get a lot of these calls. We're getting reported these all the time, and I see this on the news a lot. They demand things, or they scare you with legal action or garnishment or other type of things. I also want to give you a real world example. Just recently, a company over in Alabama was breached, payroll company. It impacted hundreds of individuals, including the school district of not just Alabama, but even here in Mississippi. Department of Justice said that there were over 2,000 fraudulent returns were filed in an attempt to claim more than $12 million. The IRS did catch it, but they paid out just shy of $1 million before the scam was exposed. Some of those individuals are going to jail. Some of them still aren't haven't been caught. So it can happen at home. But it can also happen at work. And so being vigilant at home and at work. And how do you know if it's real? How do you know if the IRS really is reaching out to you? Maybe you do have an IRS problem. How do you know they're the ones calling you or not calling you or sending you that email? We're going to talk about that today. So what can you do? How do you know? Well, we're going to walk through a few steps. Step one is to file early. The sooner you file, the less chance fraudsters have to steal your information. You know, the longer you wait, obviously it's open. Once you file your taxes, the IRS doesn't let you file multiple times, obviously. And so the sooner you get out there and get filed, the better. So that's step one, is to file your taxes as soon as possible. Step two, get a PIN number. And the IRS, and we got a little bit more detail on this PIN number coming up, but the IRS has this thing called an identity protection PIN. And you can go out and apply for it, go to their website and get access to this PIN number. It's a six-digit PIN number. So it's in addition to your Social Security number, which nowadays have been breached so many times, most people know our Social Security numbers, and we have to put it on all kinds of forms. So this is an extra layer of protection. Now, it's important to note that it's only good for 1 year. So once you've done it this year, you have to get a new PIN next year, every year after that. So it's a one-time PIN. So that's something to do. Step three would be multi-factor authentication. So this is not necessarily with the IRS, but it's with the company that you're filing with. So if you use TurboTax or some local company, make sure that any online system that you use to file your taxes uses what we call MFA or multi-factor authentication. And that is simply where you log in, you use your username or password. But then it sends you maybe a text message and you have to put in some code that they sent you. Or maybe they have an app in which they ask you, did you send this? Amazon, Google, a lot of email servers nowadays, your bank, a lot of them are using multi-factor authentication. We're rolling that out here at North Mississippi, and many of you probably have already started using multi-factor authentication for some of the things that you do at work as well. So be sure to check that out. Sign up for that any chance you get. And the fourth step you can do is avoid phishing. Goes back to our first thing we were talking about, how do you know if it's real? Well, one thing, the IRS does not send emails to consumers about your taxes. They will only use the regular mail. They're old school. They're going to use the old school mail service. They don't do that. So if you get an email claiming to be from the IRS, just delete it. Don't click on anything. Don't open anything. Just delete it. But at the same time, they can fish you via email, but they can also kind of fish you over the phone as well. We call that a different type of phishing, but it's phishing nonetheless. So they may call you and claim to be with the IRS or the government. And if you get one of those calls, same thing. IRS is not going to call you and ask you for sensitive information. It's just not going to happen. They're going to ask you to call them through the mail. So either one of those, you can be assured that it's not the IRS. Just delete or ignore either one of those. Step five, use a reputable filer. So if you're using, your cousin, you're using some local, somebody here in Tupelo told you about somebody, hey, this guy over here, he's a good friend of mine. I went to high school with him. He does tax filing, whatever. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with individuals instead of using the big branded companies. Just make sure you check them out. Never sign a blank or incomplete return. Make sure the refunds aren't going to them and then they give you a cut of it or whatever. It needs to go directly to you. Ask if the preparer has an IRS identification number as well. This is required for people who do this for a living. So if you're going to use someone else to file your taxes for you, make sure that they're reputable before you do that. Because remember, they're taking in all of your very sensitive information. And step six, is retain and dispose of your data, your personally identifiable information or PII. Make sure you retain that and dispose of it properly. So if you have old documents that you've kept and you don't need them anymore, it's been over 6 or 7 years, you need to make sure you can shred those properly, get rid of them. If you are going to keep your old tax records, make sure you encrypt the electronic copies. If you got physical copies, obviously you want to put them in a safe somewhere so no one can get to them. But if you have electronic copies, encrypt them. If you don't know what encryption is, go out to our website at cybersecurity.nmhs.net. At the top, there's a tools and tips link up there. If you'll click on that, there is a section in there that talks about encryption. And there's also some free downloads for encryption tools that you can use at home. So you can encrypt your external hard drive or a thumb drive. You can use an encryption on your computer and it protects those copies locally. So what if you've been breached? What if you think you've been breached? Oh my goodness, I think I've already had my taxes breached. And this happens quite often, unfortunately. Go to irs.gov. They've got steps on what you need to do there. Don't listen to some email again or some phone call saying, hey, you've been breached. You need to call this number or you need to send us this. Don't do that. If you think you have, go directly yourself, not to some link that somebody sent you, but go to irs.gov, check out their steps, call them directly if you need to, but make sure that you get the help you need directly from the source, not from a third party. So in summary, and we'll open up for questions here in a minute, if you can use the Q&A section, there should be a tab there for Q&A. Also, there's a chat function. You can chat in there. So make sure if you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer those at the end of this short session here. The six main tips here that we just went over: file early, get a PIN from the IRS, use multi-factor authentication, avoid those phishing or phishing emails or phone calls that look like they're coming from the IRS. They're not going to send you something. Use a reputable filer. Make sure that you use somebody you know or a company that you have vetted and you have the information come to you directly. And then retain your documents. If you're going to retain your IRS documents, your tax documents, your W-2s, all of those things over a period of time, make sure you retain those securely, either in a safe or encrypting them. And then when you get ready to dispose of them, make sure you use a shredder and you shred those. Don't just throw them in the trash. And get rid of them that way. You can either burn them, completely burn them, or shred them. Those are six main tips we went over today. A couple of additional tips that we didn't go over. Again, generally speaking, think before you're opening emails from unknown senders. This goes for anything, not just for IRS or tax information. Also report any suspicious emails or phone calls to the IRS. One of the ways that we can combat some of this stuff is report it to the authorities. So if you are getting emails or phone calls claiming to be from the IRS, take down the phone number that you received it from and report it to the IRS. If it's an email, same thing, report it to the IRS so they can take action and try to stop some of this from happening in the future. Every little bit helps. We have our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net. We also have our blog site, fishmarket.nmhs.net. And of course, my email, if you ever need any questions answered about any cybersecurity topic, you can always email me. Our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net, has all sorts of tools and tips that we talked about, not just for tax, identity theft, but any other kind of item that you might think about. Feel free to go out and check it out. Give us your feedback. Also, every week we try to post something on our blog on Fish Market, and it gives you some examples of those phishing emails that we kind of talked about, so you can see, get an idea of what those look like.
Hey, Phil, I will say, too, as far as the blog goes, that our blog post from February was also surrounding securing your tax information. So if they want to go out there and check that out, it's got a little bit of additional information in there.
Wonderful. Yeah, I forgot about that. I was going to plug that. Yeah.
And also, just to back up with a personal story, as far as the fact that the IRS will not call or email, we actually have a member of our cybersecurity department that was looking for some communication from the IRS. And when she contacted, she was told that it was mailed to her through the postal service to her home address, but she had not received it. She did actually try to get them to send it to her through another method, and they said no, that was the only way that they would communicate. So.
Absolutely right. Yeah, they just refuse to use email or phone or anything like that. They're old school for a purpose. And so that's good news for us. We know that it's not going to happen. But yeah, and then plug the Fish Market again. Ann wrote a blog on this. Be sure to go to the Fish Market. There's some additional tips and tricks out there on that, some additional information on that blog post. So feel free to reach out and check that out. And as always, if you have questions or if any topic in the future that you think would be good for us to research and give you some information on, feel free to email us and let us know. Hey, I'd like for you guys to do a lunch and learn on this. Tell me how to protect my children, how to protect other things on the big wide world web. We'll be glad to create some content around that. Then we thank you for your time and appreciate each and every one of you. Stay vigilant and have a good day.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Castos for more episodes.